Welcome to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, iLoan Home Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. I'm Kirk Duckwell. Joining me is Chad Vandelot, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. And check us out online at housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. Also, follow us on our Facebook page where you can see our funny photo Fridays, watch us record live most Tuesdays, and see upcoming classes, schedules, and giveaways. We gave away a pair of wild tickets last week for the Funny Photo Friday contest. So keep an eye out. I think we'll probably do another one of those again in the near future. Today, though, Halloween special. Ooh. Yes, talking about some of the funniest, craziest, scariest homes that we've been in, and there have been some pretty scary ones. What's kind of funny is the ones that you think are going to be scary tend not to be at all. So the ones that you least suspect that end up, sending chills down your spine a little bit. So, yeah, getting into that a little bit. I think, Chad, one of my favorites was the creepy attic house that I went in. So this one.
Creepy attic as in upstairs, the furthest most point upstairs on a house, or attic as in somebody with syringes hanging out of their veins?
Well, actually, I've been in some of those, too.
I've heard the stories. Yeah. I have yet to see one, but I've heard the stories.
Well, it's never been syringes out of veins, but, you know.
Thank goodness, by the way.
Lots of alcohol containers and joints and stuff like that. But I don't know if I might not file that under creepy. Maybe more just nasty, not picked up. But.
Or slightly awkward.
Yeah, it is a little awkward, yes.
So I did have a showing, and it was a young couple trying to buy a duplex and trying to save money. So they had money was their main motivation. It was the first time out with these people and first home that we saw. I knocked on the door. Nobody came. I always knock on the door when it's a rental property because tenants can very likely be there.
Yeah, there tends to be this like complete communication gap between the owner and their tenants. This is why I always love to put the tenants on the showing schedule so they see what's coming. I got to walk in on some people the other day.
But I knocked and rang the doorbell and nobody came to the door. So I put in the code as usual, unlocked the door, and boom, I was hit with this big smell of marijuana. And so were the clients. And, you know, I've been through this before. I said, okay, well, they probably just left out the back door. We got in the house, made it to the kitchen. There was a guy standing there looking at us with no shirt on and beer bottles all over the counter. And he said, okay, no problem. Go look around. And I thought, okay, it's all right. We'll go continue the showing. I looked at the clients. They were slightly uncomfortable. I think they
Why? Why would they be uncomfortable?
A better poker face than I did. And we opened up a room, and there was somebody passed out on the floor next to their bed. And, you know, we made it through that side. The other side was vacant, so we made it through the other side well. And when we got done, they asked, well, do you have anything that's a little cheaper and in better condition in a slightly nicer neighborhood?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting reaction to that. So creepy attic. Like everything that you could think of, well, maybe not everything, but a lot of aspects to the attic, you know, unfinished space, black, like sheet tarping blocking off, like actually entering the attic.
Oh.
Right. Maybe I don't know if the thought was the for insulation to keep airflow from making it downstairs. But you know, when you go up the stairs of the attic and then you have to like spread the sheet plastic apart to then go into the attic.
And you always wonder what's on the other side of what you cannot see.
And then it was the classic flickering light bulb. and why is it has to be like 15 watt equivalent or whatever? I mean, at the time it wasn't LEDs, but Yeah. It was like the world's dimmest light bulb flickering in this already dark, creepy attic. And then the sheet plastic over the window. Oh. So it was like completely blacked out up there. But, that was it. What was funny is the rest of the house was pretty normal. And then you went up there and it just sent the chills down your spine. And then I get back downstairs and the lady's like, oh, so what did you think? Like, it was scary.
Yeah, it's there always is a hesitation of what is behind what you cannot see. I showed a house just a couple weeks ago down south, and it was, again, the first showing that I had with these clients. So we were making small talk as I was fiddling with the box, trying to get the key out. And I opened up the door, and it went into an entryway. Opened up the second door, and to greet us was a stark white nude mannequin with a mask on. And so that was the absolute very first thing that we had seen in entering that home. Yeah.
Were there any other interesting things in that home?
No, but later on, I heard that the tenants did have a drug addiction problem, and somebody else that saw the property was greeted with a nude individual still asleep in the bedroom after they announced their presence multiple times.
Oh, I think I heard you talking about this one in the office. Yeah. Yes, and you were like calling to verify. So when you went and looked at it, there wasn't going to be naked people on
yes,
the floor.
Yes, yes. And he was not in his bedroom. But, oh, he was sleeping in his car in the driveway.
Huh. Nice. Oh. Okay.
Here's another one of something creepy behind door number two. Great house. It was vacant, so there was no furniture, no nothing. And it was set up where there is a storage space below the stairs, and there is a door to that storage space. We open up the door, and the only thing in the whole house was an oversized doll that was positioned looking at you when you open the door.
I have a doll one, yeah, that there was so... We go into the two-story house, and you could tell it was an estate property, but the person had only lived on the main floor, and it looked like they had only lived on the main floor, or they've lived on the main floor probably since the 1970s, at least, because when you got upstairs, and this, we're not talking attic, we're talking the second floor, abandoned completely, like... It looked like it was done in the 1940s, and nobody had stepped foot in it for probably 40, 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and creepy doll, one of the rooms, chair, sitting in that chair, little doll, you know, kind of like the classic missing the eye. Yeah, and that was weird, going up into a space where it's like nobody had been up there.
So I'm originally from Green Bay, and we took care of my grandfather and my great-grandfather in his later years, but I had visited his house a number of times before moving in there. Nobody ever went upstairs because same situation, he couldn't make it upstairs, so the upstairs was abandoned. And then we decided to take care of him, and I had to sleep upstairs. So for about 2 weeks, I was entirely freaked out.
I grew up in a house where a suicide had taken place. This crazy old man, it was John Arbor, was his name. And yeah, so people would always ask, you know, you ever notice anything? And we never did, nothing at all. We used to have fun with it because we had this giant sandbox down on the lower part of the yard. We'd make a grave out of it and do all sorts of crazy things. Yeah, when we get back, I want to talk about and this was early on in my career, one of the creepiest open houses that I've ever done. Triple homicide and suicide house that I recently sold. Oh, it was an interesting one. Yeah, and then there's a great one with just a very, very weird basement. But yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online at housegeeks.com. And follow us on our Facebook page. We Like I said in the beginning of the show, we do giveaways, all sorts of stuff on there. You can follow our classes, events, Funny Photo Friday, which everybody seems to like. We'll be right back. I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon here on AM 950 with your House Geeks Market Minute. 3.07 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis area. This is up slightly over last week and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down 1.3%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.9%. This is up over last week's 4.71.
Conclusion for buyers. With the dramatic spike in interest rates last week, it may be good to hold tight and see what happens over this next week. However, long-term, it looks like rates are going to stay higher. And for sellers, be prepared for it to take longer for homes to sell than just a few months ago. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online at housegeeks.com.
Standard Heating knows some things never get old for us Minnesotans. The fall colors, s'mores, and football tailgating. But some things like your furnace do get old, and that can mean higher heating bills. Fortunately, you can save $1,300 on a new high-efficiency furnace from Standard Heating and help cut your heating bills. Learn more about saving $1,300 on your new furnace at standardheatingdeals.com. Don't wait. These savings end October 31st. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Don't wait. Get guaranteed Black Friday appliance savings this Saturday through Monday from Warner Stellion. Avoid the hassles, the early morning crowds, all that waiting, and it'll feel like you saved even more. Go online to get a sneak peek of savings too low to advertise. Save up to 40% on kitchen suites and up to 60% on the latest built-in appliances. Don't wait. Get guaranteed Black Friday appliance savings Saturday through Monday from Minnesota's original appliance specialist, Warner Stellion.
My clothing is falling apart, my stuff's in a van, I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending, and the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we're talking about, well, creepy houses. It's our Halloween special. We've added some since last time we covered this. I had a funny one that I was in, just a showing. It was this last winter. I don't know if I'd go creepy, but weird, disturbing. So we get in and vacant house foreclosure and like empty and live bullet casings all around by the window.
Huh.
Yeah. So I believe it's on Funny Photo Friday. I'm like, not the best thing to have out for a showing.
So anything involving cats tends to make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. For some reasons, I find cats a little kind of creepy and scary.
The black cat.
Yeah. Yes, but I was showing this house and it was going well. And we saw this cat like running from room to room. And we got done exploring all the floors and they wanted to go down in the basement one more time just to look for, you know, cracks in the foundation or any big red flags in the basement. And as we got to the top of the stairs, the cat was sitting at the bottom of the stairs looking up at us. And right next to the cat was a cat turd. So the cat had pooped on the floor, sat down next to it, and then was staring at us from right next to it while we were at the top of the stairs. The buyers decided that they didn't need to see the basement again, and they kept looking at homes. I hope that wasn't the deciding factor, but a theme in this so far, at least what my stories is, renters and cats are making it hard to sell a home.
Well, I think that's a theme in just selling homes in general, that renters and pets can make it more difficult.
I have another cat story. I was previewing a home, so there were no clients with me this time, a home that had just got on the market, and it looked like it was a great price, and I wanted to be one of the first to see it. So I got in the home. And there was a black cat following me around. Didn't really think too much of it. I went in the basement, and the cat was at the top of the stairs this time. And I walked up the stairs like I normally would, and I thought I'd just be able to walk by the cat. But all of a sudden, the cat got possessed and started hissing at me and, and like, clawing at me. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh, this is an evil cat. What's going on? And I thought, okay, he's over it. I'll just walk by him. And no, the cat tried to attack me again. And all I had was a piece of paper to defend myself, you know. And I was on a time schedule. I had to get out to other showings, but this cat would not let me pass.
Wow. Well, that cats don't like you.
No, they don't.
This isn't so creepy. This is just gross. So I go into this house, and it was two older ladies that were living there, and I don't know how many cats they had, but you opened the door, you got in, and there was...
Do you think it was more than seven?
It was at least four.
Okay.
I don't know if it was more than seven. You get in, and you definitely smell the cat pee smell, but you get downstairs, and it's like... Your nose is in the cat pee. Mm. When you're walking on the floor, your feet would stick to the partially dried cat pee. I walked out of that house, and that smell followed me. And I'm like, I'm in the car, and I'm still smelling. I had to put all the windows down, take off my jacket, just so I could go into the next house.
Wow.
It was really, really gross.
So I was showing a client a really cute craftsman house, and it was vacant and in very nice condition. We went down to the basement, and it's normal to see, you know, makeshift bathrooms down in those basements, because oftentimes homes built in that time period only did have one for a smaller craftsman-style house. So you had the cinder block shower. It was a little bigger than normal, but it really gave you this kind of sort of creepy prison shower feeling, and you could tell nobody had used it for a while. And right next to the shower was a closet, and we opened up the closet, and there was a chair in the closet. So it was just big enough for a human to sit in a chair in the closet, and that was the only furniture in the house. And we closed the closet door, and there was a key lock on the outside doorknob of the closet.
You don't have one of those in your house?
No. So you could lock the closet. I don't know. It got a little... What was started out as creepy got very creepy.
Goonies,
very
man.
Quick.
It's Goonies, right? Kind of similar without the lock. So go down in the basement and... Just, typical unfinished Minnesota older home basement. So it was just wide open. You had the mechanicals. And they had, like, these posts for supporting the foundation because it had some foundation problems. And that's what my eye went to right away. My client goes, what is this swing down here for? And it was a child swing in the middle of this dark, empty basement.
Was the lock on the other side of the door at the top of that?
I don't remember.
So I went into this other house that was impeccably clean. The still vacuum marks on the floor, the little tassels from the throw rugs were like somebody had perfectly combed them. And in every door of that house, there were locks on the inside and the outside.
They like their privacy.
Yeah, you could lock people out of a room or lock them in the room. And the combination of the obsessive, compulsive, perfectly clean, perfectly organized, absolutely immaculate house with the locks on both sides of the doors didn't really have a very settling feeling with all of us.
Do you really want to know if the walls could talk?
No. Because they were obviously very good at cleaning up everything.
So, you know, obviously some of what we're talking about are things that could be resolved pretty easily in all these situations. But people don't recognize when it's their own property how it may affect somebody else. And, you know, a creepy factor, that's a great way to get way, way, way less money for your house. I mean, this is beyond not staging. This is like staging it to scare people away from your home.
And in all honesty, I see a lot of people buying homes because that's what I do every day. But in all honesty, people come in and their main thought when buying a house when they first start is money. How much is it going to cost? As we go through the process, I would say the majority of my clients end up buying a home where they feel good about it. It goes from this really cerebral, well thought out process to a more emotional, guttural, this feels like the home I want to raise my family in, have my friends gather in, and enjoy my life in. So if you're presenting the feeling of creepy, then maybe it should be addressed.
Yeah. Well, and I mentioned in the last segment that, you know, I had that house that I sold. I was the listing agent, and I believe it was a triple murder suicide that took place in the house. So obviously an interesting story behind the property. But well-staged, well-taken care of, clean, not creepy, besides creepy story that took place there. Went into, you know, heavy interest, lots of activity, received a few offers on the property. So even though creepy story addressed the creepy property.
you can cleanse the creepy out of the situation, even in the most dramatic as that one.
Yeah, yeah. Just got 1 minute left. Honestly, one of my just like freakiest was early on in my career. I was sitting in an open house, older home built in the 20s. And it's like when you were in the home, you just felt this cold feeling. It wasn't cold in the house. It was like 70, but this just cold feeling. And it was like something bad happened there. Like, and as you were walking around, like one of the rooms had furniture in it. The other rooms or a few of them were vacated. And, you know, like photos folded over and all sorts of, you know, negative vibes coming from that property. It could kind of goes back to the, you know, think about what other people might think about how you're staging the home when you're getting ready to sell, because that left just a chilling sensation. Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed our Halloween special. We'll be back again next week. Check us out, housegeeks.com.